Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 10, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins. Hamakir Kelev Usvar Biyad Acher. Let's say Reuven finds his object or his books in the hands of Shimon, and he brings Edim, he brings witnesses that they're his. And Reuven says that they were stolen from him, and he's been looking for them. He's never given up hope on them. And Shimon says, what do you mean? I bought them from somebody in the market. V'yotzle Shem Geneva Beir. If before Reuven found them by Shimon, already there had been a call, there had been a rumor in the city that he had a robbery, that his vessels were stolen, that his books were stolen, then Yishavel HaLekeach, Shimon has to swear, Kama Nathan, how much he paid to acquire those vessels, Vito, and then he could take that amount of money from Reuven, and he gives Reuven back his vessels, he gives him back his svarim. The Gemara adds here that really essentially, Reuven should be able to take them without giving back the money, because Shimon bought them before he was biyayish, before he gave up hope. So it comes out that they're not really his, and it's Reuven's stuff in his hand. However, there's something called takanas hashuk. Because the rabbis wanted people to buy things in the marketplace and not to have to source every single item, therefore they said that in a situation like this, if Reuven wants to take it, he's going to have to pay at least the money that Shimon paid to acquire those objects. Vim lav, but if there was no rumor that this stuff was stolen from Reuven, like Kali Manu, then Reuven doesn't have the ability, he doesn't have the belief to say that the vessels or the books are his. Shanir Mechar Nacha, because maybe Reuven sold them to somebody else. Ulekachan Zei Menu, and Shimon bought it from that other person. And now Reuven wants to get them back, so he's making up this story, or he's trying to get them back. Therefore, he would not be believed. Let's see one more Mishnah 4. Zeba Bechavisa Shal Yayim, Zeba Bechadosh Shal Dvash. Two people are walking down the street. One is coming with a barrel of wine, and one is coming with a jug of honey. Honey is considered much more precious than wine. It costs a lot more. Nistik Bechavisa Dvash. And then the jug of honey gets a crack in it. V'shaf achzeth, the owner of the wine, who has cheap wine inside of his barrel, he quickly spills out asyena, his wine, v'hitzlas advash l'seichai, and he walks over to the fellow that's holding the honey, and says, here, quick, let me catch it for you. And now he wants to claim the value of his wine from the fellow who owns the honey. Listen, I saved it to you. Says the Mishnah, ein le'al eschare, all that he has to pay him, the owner of the honey only has to pay him what he would pay him normally to help him, the payment that you'd pay a worker, but not the actual value of the wine. V'imamar, but let's say the owner of the wine said, "Ati l'shalach, v'atanoisin li d'mei shali, I'll save your honey, but you got to pay me for my wine that I'm spilling out." Then he has to, as they made up. Similarly, shataf nar chamer v'chamer chaveri. Let's say a river sweeps away the donkey of Reuven and the donkey of Shimon. Shalayafemana, Reuven's donkey is worth $100, Vishal Chavere, and Shimon's is worth Mastayim, $200. Hidiach Zez Shalay, Reuven now leaves his own donkey, he doesn't get his own donkey, Hitzla Shal Chavere, and he saves Shimon's donkey, which is worth much more. Einel Schari, all he really gets is the amount that one would pay someone, a worker, to go and get it for him, but not for the loss of his actual donkey. Vimamaloy, but if Reuven said to Shimon, Ani Atzla Shalach Vata Noisim Liashali, I'll sell save yours. But you're going to have to pay me the 100 for my chamar. Then he's obligated to give him his. And the Gemara explains actually why it is that we have to have two examples of this particular case in the Mishnah. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.